Okay, we'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order for June 10th, 2025 to order. If all would rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone. We'll move on with the agenda here, move on to public comments. So if anybody from the public that would like to make a comment, you get 2 minutes of 3 minutes of remark time. Just come in the hot seat, sign your name, state your name, and state your piece. All right, we'll move on then. Nobody is available from the public. Move on to agenda review and adoption. If there's any additions or deletions that we want to make. Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve as written.
Make a motion to approve as written.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the agenda as written. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Says Chief. Welcome back. Your replacement did fabulous while you were gone.
Thanks. I mean, I'm really glad he did. I'm glad to be back. There's just a little clerical error up here I'm fixing, and then I'll be with you sure. Yeah, it's good to be back. I hope to continue to be back. I shouldn't have any other issues coming up, just that one. So to start off, I would like to talk to you quick about a possible rescue reserve member, Connor Smith. He's currently employed at William Miller & Sons, the mayor of Norwood Young America and on Norwood Young America Fire. He filled out an application to be rescue reserve for the Hamburg Fire Department. So basically when he's in town or around, he could help us out daytime calls, which is huge for us. Jeremy did send off the paperwork for background checks and all that stuff. So basically from the council, I'm looking for approval to hire him on as rescue reserve pending all the background checks and everything come back good.
Council, any questions?
Nope. Oh, that's awesome.
Is it awesome enough to make a motion?
Yeah. Councilman Tracy, make a motion to approve Connor Smith as rescue reserve pending background check.
Second it.
Moved seconded to approve Connor Smith as a rescue reserve, dependent on the background check. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes.
Perfect. Thank you. And just so council and anybody that's listening wants to know, when we are able to bring on someone like this, all the training is already taken care of, so we don't pay anything. The gear we've had left over from, you know, other stuff could be used for him, or if he, you know, brings his own gear from Nord, keeps it in his personal vehicle. We've also done that as well with other ones. So it's really, really no cost to the taxpayers or anybody outside of, the pay that rescue reserve members receive. So, just so everyone's aware of that. Next, I just want to give you guys a CPR machine update. When Nick was here, he came to you guys with all the facts and the good stuff, and you guys approved the purchase of a new CPR machine that has since arrived at the station here. It actually showed up fairly quickly. So just an update on that. It's here. We have to do a couple trainings on that. Just make sure everybody's comfortable with that, and then it will go in service on our truck. So until this company takes the old CPR machine we have, we'll currently be staffed with three CPR automatic CPR machines and three defibrillators. So we're very well equipped from where we used to be 20, 30 years ago. I mean, it's one defibrillator that long ago was a big deal, and now we have three of them on each of our frontline trucks. So things have come a long way. You know, prices have gone down on stuff like that. So want to thank you guys for approving the purchase of this. This is a big deal for us, and we really appreciate it. So just wanted to give you guys an update on that. Outside of that, I don't have anything else. Just really missed you guys, so I thought I'd sneak in and chat with you a little bit.
How did the ISO meeting go?
ISO when meeting went good. I had to take off for softball. So I sat with him for the first hour, and then Assistant Chief Nick Mockatoon went through equipment stuff with him. Everything looked pretty good from him as far as he had said. We will probably improve our rating a little bit because we've added a few things since the last time it was done. So hoping for a much better rating. A couple little pieces of information I got to get him yet, but it's minor sure. stuff. So I'll get that emailed off to him. And then, you know, in a month or two, whenever he said, you know, he gets through everything and plugs it in, then we'll get our official report back. So.
Excellent. Hopefully we can get to the move from a rating of 6 to 5.
Yeah.
And we're close to that. And if we can get down to a rating of 5, that'll help you with your homeowner's insurance.
Well, it actually becomes cheaper.
Yeah.
The better rating we have. So in every town with fire departments, and then also with, you know, public works side of things, water flow and stuff, we're kind of required to have certain pieces of equipment based on our service area. So even with the town of Hamburg plus our service area outside of it, you know, 2 engines, 2 tankers, if we start to drop away from that stuff, then the ISO rating gets worse, and then homeowners insurance starts to go up because we wouldn't be able to provide the proper coverage, you know, in case of fire. So
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, just a little tidbit there for you. So
rooting for you.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, it's only questions for the chief. No, you can let off this easy.
You guys are always so easy.
You say a baseball game on or something.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Chief. Thank you.
Next up, the city fee schedule.
Yeah, so with the fee schedule, I have Alan Green and Tanya Sikorsky here. You can see on the screen with Safe Built 2. So, Alan, do you want to maybe jump in here and give an update of where you guys are at and what you guys need to see in order to continue with Hankook?
Sure, sure. So, we began this discussion with the city back in February. The fact is that the city has not raised their fees since 2015. In the contract that we have with you, unlike some of our other contracts that are hourly, our hourly contracts have a CPI increase built in yearly for, you know, cost of living adjustments and such. Yours did not. The only way that we get an increase is by you increasing your fees. Again, that hasn't been done since 2015. And since 2015, costs have gone up a lot. The cost of salaries, the cost of our company cars, the cost of gas, the cost of insurance for our employees and such like such. So we are asking the city to accept the fee schedule that we have proposed. And I believe you looked at that last meeting. If the city does not accept it and decides to stay with the current fees, we will have to terminate the contract because we're underwater at this time. We're losing money on servicing you. Questions?
Also, any questions?
It's straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's been about 10 years.
About it.
And I think in the end, really, it's not a huge impact, as you can see in the proposed fee schedule. Now, there'll be, you know, on some of your more over-the-counter permits, there may be some increases, but when you get into your fees based on valuation, there may be some savings in there too. So,
absolutely.
I think we were just trying to keep whatever costs we could down, and if we can't, then we can't.
Yeah, I agree. It's just kind of a do it if we have to, and it sounds like we have to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's been since 2015.
Fine.
Yeah, most municipalities look at it either yearly or bi-yearly. So, you know, going forward, I would suggest that you put that on your agendas at least bi-yearly to look at. That way, the impact is not as bad. Although for you, it's minimal. But there are some other municipalities that we had to go to where the increases were pretty significant because they had not raised fees in 10 plus years. No.
Then, like, suggestions by yearly or something that we would know what to even increase it to?
Yeah, we would look at the CPI. So in our, as I mentioned earlier, in our contracts that are hourly rates, there is a 4% max in there, depending on what the consumer price index goes up for the year. So this year, for the state of Minnesota, I think it was like 2.9%. But back in 2021, I think it was, the increases that was, you know, right in the midst of the pandemic, the increases were 6% plus. So any of our contracts that didn't have a max in it, which 99.9% of them do, got the 6%+. Everybody else got 4. So, you know, what I can do as the time comes through is, you know, again, we'll put some detail together for you and, you know, make the suggestions. And we want to make it minimal. You know, we don't want to rip you guys off in any way, but we want to service you the best we can, and in order to continue servicing you in the way we have, we need an increase.
Is our contract with SafeBuilt yearly?
It the contract is an auto renewable contract with an out, so it auto renews every year. I'm looking for the date here. Give me 1 second.
While Elle's doing that, this is Tanya Sikorsky, and I'm here in the Waconia office. I just wanted to make a comment. You know, the contract is based on a percentage of the fee, and that's based on the number of permits that are issued. But just a reminder that, you know, there may not be permits issued for 2 or 3 months within the city, especially during the slow construction season. However, we still, because we're providing the building department services for you, we still have to have staff there on the off chance that somebody calls in, whether they're calling in to ask about a permit, to ask whether or not they need a permit, a potential project that they're thinking about, you know, and want to ask code questions. So just, you know, something to remember that even though we're not, you know, there's no permit per se, we are still providing those services there for your residents. And, you know, part of that staff that we have available 5 days a week, you know, 8 hours a day, is one of the reasons why, you know, we're upside down. Because even though we don't have revenue coming in from the city, we have expenses going out. So the hope is that with the increase in the fee schedule, it'll all even out. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes sense. Yep.
Okay.
And the contract renews each December.
Do you know, Al, is there anything in the contract with adopting a new schedule that we have to amend in the contract at all? Or
No, we don't. It doesn't normally require that.
Okay, then
so there are some communities that do have that language in there, but looking through yours, There actually was an original contract signed in 2007, and then actually December 2006, you began in 2007. And then there was an amendment, it looks like 2009. So let me just scroll through it quickly here to see if it has any language like that.
Yeah, that's, I guess, kind of what I was going to ask next is I know it's been 10 years and maybe it shouldn't have been. As long as this contract doesn't say that every year we have to either abide by the next upcreases or we're going to be kicked out and we're stuck to that.
Yeah, no, it doesn't say that, and yeah, we don't need a new contract for you to change your fees. There's no language in that about. So.
Okay, along with that, I have to do a little research. You know, if we move forward to adopt this, your proposed schedule, I got to check to see if we got to approve that by ordinance or if we can approve that by resolution. I got to look into that.
Understood.
Okay. Council, any other questions? Otherwise, it looks like staff has homework before we can really make a decision on the method forward.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm good. Straightforward. Appreciate your time.
Okay. If there's any questions, Jeremy or anybody else, you know, please feel free to reach out. We're here for you, and we'll be in touch soon.
Okay. And then I'll be in touch with both of you on what we have to do to adopt a proposed schedule. So I'll fill you.
Great. Thanks everybody for your time. Have a good rest of the evening.
You too.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, move on. Anybody else have any thoughts on the schedule or anything like
No.
that? Okay. Then let's move on then to new business. We have a couple of liquor license renewals coming up. Hamburg Baseball Club with their wine license, and then the Know It All's Bar and Grill for
So
on sale.
with know-it-alls, they're just doing, I found out today, they're doing on sale and special Sunday. They're not doing off sale no longer.
Okay.
So then also their fees would drop to 1400.
Okay.
So public service announcement. No more off sale at the bar.
Got to go to Norwood.
Well, it opens up a business opportunity in town. Council, any questions? Otherwise, we would look for an approval for both the Hamburg Baseball Club and Know It All's Bar and Grill.
Make a
Make
a
motion. Oh.
motion to approve the liquor license for Hamburg Baseball Club and Know It All's Bar and Grill.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the liquor license for Hamburg Baseball Club and Know It All's Bar and Grill. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Paulzina, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes. Next item up. Bids for the Rip Rap Project, the ponds, phase number two.
Yeah, so basically, we received three bids from Schneider's Excavating for $68,097, William Miller's and Sons at $74,153.80, and Rickard Excavating bid was $87,422. So, with that, with quite the difference there from Schneider's to Miller's, I mean, staff and engineers, we'd recommend going with Schneider's Excavating.
Council, any questions or thoughts? Or a motion to award the bid.
Make a motion to award Schneider Excavating do the riprap project for $68,097.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to award Schneider Excavating and Grading for the riprap project for $68,097. Any further discussion? All in favor.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Councilman Pauline, aye.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All oppose. Passes. Summer hours.
All right. So this is just something I'm floating out there to council to see thoughts on it. I don't know if it'd be beneficial to residents or if it's something we want to put in a newsletter if we can get input, or maybe a survey like we did on Facebook before. A lot of cities are going to summer hours, just like to be open later for people to come in. A lot of times people come in after 4:30, you know, because they get off work. So we would look at, I don't know, we talked about like 7:30 to 5 in the office, or 8 to 5:30, or I don't know what hours would be. I guess it's some public input would be good on it, maybe, if there's any interest in doing it, and then just kind of then shorter hours on Friday.
What is,
but I mean, if it's,
what's traffic flow on Friday like?
You know, really it comes down, Fridays used to be my busiest days, but now Mondays are, I don't know why. But Friday, really what would, the only thing I can foresee there is when we have rentals. That would be probably kind of a hiccup, you know, that people would have to get the key by noon or something, or, which usually that's not a problem because they're here Friday morning, especially for the hall, you know, to pick up the keys, and even the park this past weekend, they both,
I call
for
people
both days they had,
ahead of time.
They had the keys in the morning.
Get the key.
Good. Because usually they're setting up the day before anyway. So,
yeah.
And I was just trying to see what other hiccups it would be.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a permit or something, but then again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, get a permit.
How often do we rent out the park on like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday to three different groups?
In June.
It's about over.
One time this month. Time.
I was just thinking from key handoff, because I'm assuming we only have two sets of keys for there, or do we have more than two sets of keys?
Supposed to have three, but we have two.
Okay. You better get the third set made soon.
Right.
So I guess the trade-off is a little less convenience on Friday, but for later days,
right,
week, for people that do work a little bit later and further away, they've got more opportunity to get up here.
Right.
I mean, I'm not opposed.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I think having four later days.
And it's, honestly, it's pretty typical. A lot of counties go to 4:10s in the summer. I mean, most public utilities actually go to 4:10s in the summer. So, yeah, McLeod County does, Tippett County does.
Oh.
So, yeah. I guess if you're, I'm just saying your busy days are Monday, then yeah, that's perfect. Because I was just thinking, like, you know, people get paid on Friday. I don't know how many people come up here and pay you after work, you know, for their utilities now that everything's online. If that's not really a problem.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the thing is you have the bank, you have the Dropbox.
Right.
And you have also, you know, so right. I mean, it's.
Yeah, and I don't see a problem.
And it's not to say if you give it a trial run and there's a lot of complaints, you know, then obviously you go back to what was working.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a new idea. So
yeah, I'm not opposed at all.
Not so either.
I like the idea of four later days, to be honest. I think
it's easier for people to get up here.
Yeah, I can see that being beneficial. Not everybody works in Glencore or Cologne.
Well, it sounds like council is on board. I don't know if you want to put together hours and maybe float them back out, and then, or just what you guys are thinking about doing.
I guess to me, it's like, you know, I don't want it to come off as that, hey, I want a half day off Friday. I want it to come off as that, you know, what works for the public, you know what I mean? Them extra hours to be able to come in. I don't know if 7:30 to 5 or 8 to 5:30 is better. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. It's hard because, I mean, how many people actually work till 5? You know, a lot of people start at 7, they get done by 4.
Yeah.
Depending if it's a commuting town, they have a half hour commute, you know.
I mean, I work at 4:30 and I'm not back in town till maybe five.
Right. Yeah. And then I'm the same way. A lot of days, I barely manage to do five.
Where there's things where they, like, they want to see the hall or what, and they're like, well, I worked till 4. I can't be there till.
Right.
I usually end up staying and meeting them anyways. But
yes,
I don't know. Is 8 to 5:30 maybe better?
I think it's better if that works for.
I use 2 8 to 5:30.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have to be okay with it too.
That doesn't conflict with your guys' life schedule, 8 to 5:30. It's. No, I know how people get used to hours and all of a sudden now things are changing.
I mean, to be honest, I'm typically here till 5 anyway. So.
Yeah.
And I do the early. I like the early.
So if you go to 5:30, that gives people that opportunity, and the trade-off is having Friday afternoon off, get stuff done.
Yeah, I don't hate that being open till 5:30. I guess for people that travel a ways to try to get back here if they need, or like
because the thing we debated would be better to be open earlier in the morning or later after work. My thought was after work, and they were kind of early in the morning. So.
Right.
Yeah, well, it makes me no difference. I got, I'm just trying to think. Like, if I were to get here before work in the morning, I'd be spending Sunday at 4:30.
Exactly.
It's like a win, you know.
Oh,
right? But again, I work for a couple of days. So. How early is early?
So I leave at 7:30, so it's like, hey.
Yeah.
7:35.
Well, and I just look at in the morning, then you're going to feel rushed, you know, coming up here.
Yeah.
And then have to get to work, whereas after work, it's, you know what I mean? Get here at 5 and then.
So unless there's any objection, my suggestion would be is let's try the 8 to 5:30, you know, and if we get pushback from the public, then adjust.
Okay.
Unless council has different thoughts.
No, I'm open for a trial and see.
All right. So with that, just one thing I want to point out too, though, is like I have vacation, so we're going to have. It's kind of contradictive here because I'm going to be on vacation. And Jenny will be in like 8 to 2 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Thursday, we're off. Friday, 8 to noon. And then I'll be in the next week. And then the following week, as you've seen in the agenda, I'm taking a week off. So I got to have knee surgery, so I'm going to be laid up a week.
Okay.
So there again, it'll be kind of the 8 to 2, Monday through Thursday, and 8 to noon that week that I'm taking off. But we're going to post them hours. I'm going to put it in the newsletter. I'm going to put it on the door so it's available for people. And the thing is, worst case scenario, like I said, we'll have the number on there to call Jason if they need immediate assistance. And it's not like I'm going anywhere, so I'm going to be at a couch, so my phone will be there if something was to come.
And then the town this size, that's just going to happen.
Yeah, it's just
people get vacations, people get knee surgeries, and
well,
you gotta roll with it.
I'd rather be I'd rather be working.
Yes, exactly.
So.
All right. Well, we'll try that and
Just give it a shot.
See what input we get back from public.
Excellent. So, park pond ducks netting for the pond.
So, how many ducks we have? 24. What are we at now?
There was 12 ducks.
Okay. And we're down to 14. We don't know. And we had this problem with the last 2 years?
Yeah.
So, we're kind of thinking or hawks or birds or something coming and grabbing the ducks when they're little. So the thought process was to, if we could purchase netting to put over, keep the birds out. The other plus of doing a netting would hopefully keep kids out.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's a beer can.
You know, unfortunately, but we've had that problem too.
Yeah.
So.
Is that the one with the pool?
What's that? Never mind. And what did we figure the netting was, Jason? Was it $300 some or around there?
That was $50.
So,
I didn't look too much into it. So,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like $300
somewhere
over there. And then we
want to
put it up
until
next year.
You know, and if we're losing 10 ducks a year here, what were the ducks? $8 to $10 bucks? A duck?
Depending on the green, yeah. Yeah.
Less the time people have in the game those ducks to that age.
Right.
So, yeah, and we can, like Jason said, we could talk about it, you know, more and just something to bring up, and, you know, we can, you know, maybe reach out to the residents for donations towards stuff like that and other, you know, fishing on the fire department. Because I had talked with Jason, we had started with a, you know, small snow fence in there to keep them on one end of the pond, because in order to keep those things happy and healthy, they need water all the time. And that's why I evicted them from my place, because I was filling up their water 3 or 4 times a day. And I'm gone during the day, so I get home and they're almost completely out of water. But if they don't have access to that pond water, then we have to come up with something different to keep fresh water flowing in there. So Jason is down there 4 or 5 times a day putting water in there. You know, we had thought about maybe digging in a little pool, but there's a giant cottonwood tree on that end, so you're not going to dig very far. So we had ran a couple ideas of basically, you know, this time next year doing the same thing, but, you know, maybe getting the taller fence. And I have all the fencing at home. It would just be posts, but basically put like a 8-foot tall fence, you know, so far into the pond, and then try and cover as much of that area for basically where the swing is on the, you know, west side to where that little fence is. So basically the ducks could get in, get water, and then be protected from above. We've tried, you know, different options. You know, we've tried putting turkey decoys, owl decoys, they're flashing lights. I mean, you look online and they offer all kinds of different ways of, you know, keeping them out of, you know, a place, but places I think they're talking about are much smaller than what we're dealing with. That's a lot of area to cover, you know, if those ducks have access to the entire pond. I talked about, you know, let's get some lights and extension cords, and we'll just shine the lights straight up in the air like Mystic Lake and really spooks through the birds that try to come in. But I mean, that's, you got wires running everywhere, and as you guys know, that me, Jason, and Johnny aren't the only ones that go into that pond. We're the only ones that are supposed to be in it.
Right.
Like, if you put a fence in the pond, you know, like you're talking about, and then you put the netting back towards the backside to where the housing element is, would you be having like a small opening at the water level so the ducks could actually go on the other side of the pond and intermix with any other, like, non-predatory animals?
Not in the beginning, because, I mean, we ran into it with this year. You know, we thought it was, I want to say, relatively bulletproof, but they can either swim underneath it or get between the rocks and the fence. And then for the most part, there is a little bit of safety in numbers, but if you get one or two on the other side of the fence, they're smart enough to get there. They're not smart enough to get back. And that's a guarantee. Yeah. So I would basically do the best I could to, or we would do the best we could, is just to, you know, give them some access to water and then try and basically close everything off. Leave an area that, you know, if we got to get in and feed them, you know, we can, but outside of putting, you know, netting and fencing, like, I don't remember having this issue years ago when I was a kid growing up doing this with my family. I don't remember near the issue that we're having now. I mean, we might have lost 2 or 3, and that was it, the same amount of ducks, but we're, you know, last year, I think we lost a dozen or 14 or something like that. Yeah. 14 last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the one thing I think we're somewhat blessed, if you want to call it that, that we have quite the large bald eagle population thriving in Carver County. So,
and, you know, I had talked to my grandfather too. You know, he's been doing this for years. He said, you know, owls and hawks get in there. You know, we've been discussing that if you're missing a duck and there's nothing but a pile of feathers, it's a bird getting in there and taking the duck out. If there's a body, then it's, you know, an animal like a mink, or, you know, possibly even kids throwing baseballs, beer bottles, you know, whatever, rocks. You know, we've run into that, you know, other years. It's, you know, as much as we'd like to think so, nothing is sacred anymore. So, but yeah, Jason said this would be something we'd be looking to do next year. You know, starting out there, they just get to be too much to have at my house for any longer than I do. So I have them there for I think it was about a month almost to the day I had them there, and they were going to eat me out of house and home. They're not the cleanest living.
No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
worth a shot.
Yeah,
$300, I guess.
Yeah.
Me and Jason can talk more and figure out exactly what size we want to hit. We want to stick with 50 by 50 and go with that, or some more.
Or make figuring. Can you make the fence out of used dental floss sticks? I hear there's a pile at someone's house.
Boy, I got you covered.
Maybe if we stick them in the ground upside down.
There you go. Skewered eagle.
Yeah. All we're saying is just table the idea. Don't write it off yet.
Excellent. Well, just keep us posted. Hopefully we can find a good solution then. Move on then to National Night Out, August 5th.
Yeah, just to kind of put it on the radar here. Sneaking up on us, but we'll keep with the same old routine, I think, unless there's anything different from council or the public. I got open ears.
It works.
Mm-hmm. I think Tim's going to announce his run for mayor at that event. Okay. So,
yeah, hold your breath.
Okay. All right, city council meeting for July 9th.
Just with me being out that week before, I just want to bring to forth the council, see if it would be beneficial to move that meeting. Plus, the 4th is Friday. I don't know if it's beneficial for council too, but
I wouldn't be here. Just thought. I just looked at my calendar. I'm gone that whole week and traveling for work.
Okay.
Which week?
The week they want to move it to, the 15th, right?
15th or 22nd.
Oh, okay.
I think we could do. I mean, the nice thing is the last thing we had on the docket to get bids for was for the riprap. So seal coating will be done tomorrow. What's the only thing left to do, really, that is water tower, cleaning our water tower, but that won't be till fall.
That's all approved, right?
Yeah. So unless something would come up that we'd have to call a special meeting, you know, that was our emergency.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I see no immediate need.
22nd is better for me.
I'm also out the 22nd. Oh, yeah. I'll be gone 3 days for work that week.
I might be done the 22nd.
I'm 15th work. I'm
in Rochester on the 22nd.
Yeah, okay.
I can do the 15th. I'll just be in the city.
Mitch is usually gone anyway.
Right. Tim's late. I'm gone. It's our thing.
It don't have to be a Tuesday either. And it can be whatever.
Well, if we don't want to do it on Tuesday, the 16th actually would work out of those 3 days. Yeah. I don't know if anybody has any issues with Wednesday, the 16th.
Mitch? I'm still gone.
I know you're still gone.
Wednesdays work better for me.
Okay.
16th then?
If that's okay. Yeah, that works for me.
Good.
I could phone in. You could prop me up.
And that's different than how?
I just offer suggestions. You just table it.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's any 4/5 votes, so we have to make that day. So
okay.
Should be okay. All right. So we'll do July 16th. So I look for a motion to move the July 9th meeting to July 16th at 7:00.
I make a motion to move the July 9th City Council meeting to July 16th at 7 p.m.
Second. Moved and seconded to move the July 9th City Council meeting to July 16th at 7 p.m. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Paulzine, aye.
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes. So circle the date for the 16th of July. Do we want to mention anything about the citywide garage sales?
So just kind of a PSA, citywide garage sales start next Wednesday, the 18th, run through Saturday, the 21st. Typical people are having 8 to 5 weekday and 8 to noon on the weekend, what most are doing. You have till Friday to get your request in to be on the map. Maps will be ready Tuesday, the 17th for pickup.
Perfect. Anybody have any questions? You'd be selling discounted Fosters?
Yeah. Stop by my place for used dental.
Yep. Excellent. If there's no other new city business, we'll move on then to council reports. Councilman Polson.
Nothing here.
Councilman Poplar. Councilman Weber.
Nothing.
Councilman Tracy.
Nothing here.
We will be doing our best to get the newsletter out very quickly as we have vacation time upcoming for
someone. Try to get it out. Probably get it out Thursday.
Okay. I'll have my portion of you tomorrow morning, probably, hopefully.
Perfect.
Hello, that's all I have.
Councilman Tracy, make a motion to adjourn.
Second it.
It's moving second to adjourn. All in favor?
Councilman Palsy and I.
Councilman Weber, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Hamburg City Council for June 10th, 2025 is adjourned at 1942.